You're listening to Vatican Radio.
St. Joseph gives young people the ability to dream, to risk, and to undertake the difficult tasks that they have seen in dreams. That was the message of Pope Francis during the morning mass at the Casa Santa Marta. The day's liturgy commemorated the Solemnity of St. Joseph, which is normally celebrated on the 19th of March, but which is transferred when that date falls on a Sunday in Lent. In his homily, Pope Francis focused on the figure of St. Joseph, the guardian of weaknesses and of the dream of God. Christopher Wells has more.
The Gospel of the day tells how Joseph, in obedience to the angel who appeared to him in a dream, took Mary, who had conceived by the Holy Spirit, as his wife. Joseph, silent and obedient, the Pope said, is a man who carries with him the promises of ancestry, heritage, paternity, sonship, stability. And this man, he continued, this dreamer, is able to accept this duty, this grave duty. This man takes the promise of God and carries it onward in silence, with strength. He carries it onward so that God's will might be done. St. Joseph, Pope Francis said, is a man who can tell us many things, although he does not speak. The Holy Father emphasized that the things God confides to the heart of Joseph are weak things, promises, and a promise is weak. But Joseph takes to heart and carries forward all these weaknesses with so much tenderness, with the tenderness with which one takes a child in one's arms. Pope Francis said, I like to think of Joseph as the guardian of weaknesses, of our weaknesses too. He's able to give birth to so many beautiful things from our weaknesses, even from our sins. How great was this carpenter, the Pope explained. St. Joseph, he said, is a figure who has a message for us all. Today, I want to ask St. Joseph, grant to all of us the ability to dream, that when we dream great things, beautiful things, we might draw near to the dream of God, the things God dreams about for us. I'm Christopher Wells.